This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
So many questions here on the KNC Masterpiece and 877-881-1053. Text in right now. Let us know. I guess first question, do you think the Cowboys handled the entire situation the wrong way or the right way?
Wrong. Not your question. I'm saying that's my answer to your question.
Yeah. Second question. Are you going to stop being a Cowboys fan because of this? I saw a lot of people saying the Cowboys made this team worse today.
I think that's fair.
I can see that. I can also see how they could have gotten better by moving on. And I do feel like he's a good receiver. I do feel like he's got this fiery passion that we talk about all the time. You can't make somebody love the game like he does. Like, he just naturally loves the game. And he talked about it when he talked to Fish today. He was like, man, this thing gave me life.
Right.
This has given my family, my friends, life because I have an opportunity to give them things because of football. And then he continued to burn the bridge, though. As he left, he was quoted saying, I'll see y'all twice next year. It was told that he said.
Might not work out that way.
Then he said, I love Jerry Jones. And this is what he told Mike Fisher. I told him some things I truly feel. I love the Cowboys, but not all the people who work there. I'm not here to bash anybody, but I'm going to do the exact opposite of what Garrett and them did. They go anonymous and say bad things about me. I tell them go direct. That's something they don't know how to do. And that is go direct. Be anonymous is the way that they go about things. And he said he cited Garrett guys in the locker room kind of gave a division of what he was as a Cowboy. Now,
for the record, I was going to say, I agree with that 1,000,000,000%, which is why here we are, like, so far removed from when this decision probably could have and should have taken place, and a good several weeks after the start of free agency, we're just now getting to it, because I think all of that he said is fair.
The, you know, Kevin, we tweeted this, or we texted this back and forth amongst the show earlier, and I think this is exactly how a coach should run things. It should be you have the power, and everybody else in the locker room understands that you have the power to do, no matter who the player is, if they have to go, they have to go, and you can do it. And he has the hammer, and Jason Garrett has that proof. He has the clout at the Star for Jerry Jones, a guy who's always been the shot caller. And now Jason Garrett has the clout to get other people to help him convince Jerry Jones, this is the problem. This is what we have to do to move on and be better as a team. Now, you said, well, good, because it's his last year and he needs to do it with his guys. And I totally agree with you on that. If that's the way Jason Garrett wants to roll, he needs to have that opportunity to do it with guys he thinks are going to be in the foxhole with him instead of battling and fighting and being a distraction while they're in the foxhole together.
Oh, I agree. Look, we talked about this yesterday. I said, I hope that logic goes to the table and logic says, hey, Dez, you haven't been performing up to your contract the last 3 years. We would like you to take a $4 to $6 million pay cut. And Dez says, okay, well, then at least I'll get some money and I get to stay in Dallas, which I love. And he'll swallow some of his pride and the Cowboys will swallow some of their pride and everything would come together. And that's what, but none of that happened,
well,
according to reports.
Fish tweeted out that he went in there prepared to take a pay cut.
I don't believe that.
And Jerry Jones said he thought it would be an insult to ask him to take a pay cut, so they never even considered it as an option.
All right,
who's wrong? Who's lying?
Let me make my position clear on this. I think that they're both lying. Because what was it, like a month ago when Dez was on with Ben and Skin, he couldn't even fathom answering such a question. I'm Dez Bryant when it comes to taking a pay cut. So maybe he changed his mind in the ensuing month, but it feels like that's not been what he's been kind of alluding to and tweeting to, which is fine. He's under no obligation to take a pay cut. He signed the contract. He wants them to live up to the deal, but he just has to know this could be one of the outcomes. And then as for the Cowboys, who said it would be disrespectful, oh my God, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. We're running a business here, people. Like, you're in the winning business. Well, I guess we're not really in the winning business much as of late, but if you're in the business to make your team better, just on the surface, all right? Let's go through this real quick. On the surface, if I told you that money was no option, is your team better today with Dez Bryant or with no Dez Bryant?
No, I don't think they are.
You don't think they're...
They're better without Dez Bryant. I'm sorry, without Dez Bryant.
You think they're better without Dez?
I think they're better with Dez.
Okay.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yes. Huh. No, I don't think they're better without
him. Next time, just sweet. Okay.
I'm confused.
Colby, would you be inclined to say that they're better with Dez or better without Dez? Like, this very moment.
This very moment, then... okay, better with Dez.
Okay, so... If you think that he would make your team theoretically better... then you should at least consider options. And to say, well, I wouldn't consider an option that could make our team better while also saving our team money to make a pursuit at somebody like Navarro Bowman or Earl Thomas or whoever the hell you want, that doesn't make any freaking sense at all because I respect you too much. Okay, you're telling me I respect you too much to ask you to take a pay cut, but I do not respect you enough to send your ass packing.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell kind of sense does that make? You can't say, like, Corey, if I brought you, if I was the boss for some reason, what a terrible decision that would be by Intercom. But if I brought you in and said, oh, you're great, you're fired, but it's because you're so great. Mm-hmm. That is stupid. Stupid. I don't believe it. I believe that they had made up their mind and they were afraid of having this conversation. And when it finally came to nut cutting time, they came up with a BS excuse. And I do not respect or appreciate that.
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to go back to a couple of things that, Corey was saying that was brought up. First of all, the Garrett guys. That right there just sent an upsetting shiver down my Cowboys soul. Because the only reason why I think Jason Garrett is worth his salt as a head coach, and this is the only reason, was because I thought in that locker room, he had everybody saying and doing the Wolfpack mentality and being like Jason Garrett. That's what I saw from afar, and that's what I saw the few times I was in the locker room, is that's what, every time you put a microphone in front of one of those guys' faces, they sounded like Jason Garrett. And to now know that there was factions inside the locker room that Jason Garrett could not control with his, whatever you want to call it, but his style that I thought was working in that locker room, and now there was factions and there was Garrett guys and there's not Garrett guys. I realize the Garrett guys are staying and the not Garrett guys are leaving, but how come there was not Garrett guys? If you were all in this and everybody was tugging on the same rope, then how come there was non-Garrett guys in that locker room? The other thing is if Jason Garrett has this much control for next year, trying to save his own ass, and he's laying it down and he's saying, look, if you're not a Garrett guy, you're not with me, you're gone, then how come it took so long for this Dez Bryant thing to happen? If this was what was going to happen, why didn't it happen sooner? Because there were so many filters that Jason Garrett had to go through and had to use back channels in order to get there, that now we end up where we don't get anything for Dez whatsoever.
Mm. Okay, I would like to, you know, try and answer that one a little bit. He's been here for, how many seasons has he been here now?
Like eight.
All right. The last few seasons of his contract here, you know, he got signed to the big contract.
Right.
Those were specifically to be Romo's number one wide receiver. They had a connection. They had something special together. They really did. It took a long time for Romo to get that connection with him, though. It really did. It took him a long time to establish, okay, we have something clicking. And by the time it really got going, Romo was done. Physically, he couldn't stay healthy enough to be on the field long enough. And, you know, for his after football life, it was best for him to do that. The other part is that I think about this is I think Garrett's looking at it right now and saying, okay, we have turned a corner as this team and we are going with a youth movement. And Dez Bryant, while he's not old, is old in the NFL years.
Yeah, he
and
is.
As I said, when he comes back to that huddle and starts saying, get me the ball, feed me the ball. There's a young quarterback who's still trying to learn and trying to become the leader in that room. And there's Dez saying, give me that. He can't become that leader. It goes back to Cam Newton and Steve Smith for me. When they said, as great as Steve Smith has been for us, Cam Newton cannot become that leader in the locker room with this big of a presence there. We've got to move on from it because it becomes a distraction. And when I say distraction, I'm not just talking about the pure emotion things that we see on the sideline and everything. It's all the other stuff that becomes a distraction for guys like Dak Prescott that are trying to grow into that position. So I think that's one of the reasons is it was initially for Romo, and they said we have to turn the corner now because we have to move on with Dak.
And I will tell you this, I don't have a problem with that. Like, the way the Cowboys handled this and the timing of it, preposterous. And I think they bungled this whole thing terribly. As far as the move itself, I don't have a huge problem with it. And there's a couple of reasons why. All right, so you can agree with it, you can not agree with it, you can say it's whoever's fault, but here are the numbers. Over the last 3 years, 50 receptions per season, 101 targets per season, 678 yards per season, less than 6 touchdowns per season. He plays 13 games per season and turns 30 this year.
Right.
Those are not indications of somebody trending upwards, and it makes significantly more sense to get rid of Dez than it does Dak, because a lot of people are like, you should have got rid of Dak. Well, that doesn't make any sense, because in Dez, the commodity is a player who used to be really good, but it's been like we're coming up on 4 years now since we've seen him be really good. Okay, so you're putting all your eggs in the basket of somebody who used to be really awesome and is older and already gets paid a ton of money. Or are you putting all your eggs in the basket of somebody who had the best rookie quarterback season ever, slumped when his best offensive lineman and running back were out, and cost nothing for the next 2 years and is like 7 years cheaper than Dez, and again, plays the most important position on the field? Without Dez, you can draft a new wide receiver and hope to continue. Without Dak, 2018 looks like it's over before it's even started, and you have to start your next wave of rebuilding. For people who think Dez is better than Dak, that's fine, but that doesn't make any sense that you would go Team Dez instead of Team Dak if that's how you perceive the division to be.
Kevin, I think you touched on what might be the scariest thing here is the perception that this creates, not for the fans, but throughout the league. We've seen the tweets come in from all the players. Dez talked about he's getting phone calls and texts from players around the league. This is a Cowboys organization now that's seen Skandrick go out the door and be pissed off, and seen Bryce Butler go out the door and be pissed off. And now Dez Bryant goes out the door and talks about how terrible the coaching staff and front office are, playing favorites and actively trying to get a guy who's been a franchise player for your team for a decade now out of the locker room. How do you think this goes playing forward if Garrett is successful and continues to be the coach? What players are going to want to come and be a part of this thing, knowing full well that down the road they may just get pushed out because coaches don't like them?
Oh, man, that's part of the business. I mean, that happens all over the league.
Yeah, I mean, New England is notorious for
that.
Everyone
well,
will
once you've
there.
Established that that's how it is, like, people can come in and they want the business. They understand the business side of it. It'll, you know, that won't matter as long as you're winning. You have to win, though.
Is this not optically different, though? Because the Patriots are an organization where you kind of know that's what it is. But the Cowboys have operated as an organization where the owner loves the players and it's all about the family.
But that's changing.
Well, and now
with Stephen Jones, that's changing.
And I don't have a problem with it because both players that you listed are declining. Like, you didn't cut Skandrick or Dez on the trajectory of their career going up because you didn't want them to hit that second contract. Like, make no mistake, they're both declining players. And so I understand your point, but I honestly don't have an issue with that. And as far as, like, I just wanted to throw this out there real quick. As far as where Dez is going to play next, because he said, I'll see you guys twice next season, Adam Schefter said that it's unlikely that he would fit in the NFC East. And there's another report out there that says none of the NFC East teams are interested. I think some of these players reaching out now, they are playing Madden. And they're like, oh, yeah, Dez was legit.
Yeah.
But the front offices are going to be like, eh, I don't know.
I think it's pretty interesting to see a lot of his teammates too tweeting out and saying things, you know, about how much they loved him as a person and everything.
Sure.
Too. There are a couple things. Obviously, I'd love to see him, and I've said this since before the season was over. I think if he's with Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career, you're going to see a different receiver, different numbers from that receiver if he stays healthy. But I think if he's with Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, that'll be something different. So I'd love to see him go to Green Bay. My other question though is, Allen Hurns, if he didn't come to this team, if he didn't sign, would the Cowboys have still done this? Because they tried getting Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, so as the safety net. So I think yes.
But they would have been at a point then where they needed a receiver no matter what in the draft.
I kind of do think that. I think they made their decision, which makes it all the more frustrating that they waited until this time. All right, so you said, let's say he goes to Green Bay. He can go wherever the hell you want. In his career, will Dez Bryant ever have more than 1,200 yards receiving again?
I think he'll get over 1,000. I think he'll get over
1,200.
I think so. I think he could. With Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I do think he could. I think he could be that type of receiver.
Okay.
You give him a good quarterback and yes.
I don't think so. Like, I know he had his heyday in 12, 13, and 14. He hit that mark every single time. I don't think he can anymore.
And see, you know, like, you have all these numbers and everything, and you have all this statistical proof. And I, as Jeff Kavanaugh said the other day, I'm standing on a mountain saying, I just trust what my eyes see. And that's kind of, I still think, I believe. That's what I'm doing, is I'm just going, I believe that. That's why.
Your 2014 eyes, though. Not your 2017
eyes. He caught it. I know it.
I do know that.
The NFL told us. Think about that. All right, and think about that. We discussed this, Kevin. That is a catch. This is a completely different thing. There's no doubt. Bryant's not gone.
We talked about this a couple months ago. Romo's not gone either. Because that team probably goes on to win the Super Bowl. I don't want to hurt people's feelings right here, but don't forget, they had Seattle next in the NFC Championship game, and a Seattle team that they had already dominated both sides of the line of scrimmage against. And if they're marching into their first Super Bowl since 1995, oh, come on. There's no way you're cutting your Super Bowl heroes.
And from the 903, they wanted to hurt his chances of landing with the Eagles. Dude, there's no doubt in my mind that they wanted to keep him off of good teams that had money.
Because
he could have gone to the Rams if he wanted to.
Okay, I will say this, then I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I think it was bad. It was bad, a bad business move, because I don't think you do people like that. And he even said, you know how they play. Somebody remarked about that. He said, you know how they play. And they kept him from getting a better opportunity. Because for selfish purposes. Now, is that part of business? Yes.
I think it's sorry.
But
personally, I think they were just scared. But if that's what they did, then that's sorry. Because then you're kind of admitting that you still think he's good, and you're making this decision because whoever in the room is pressuring you. That's stupid.
Dude, Jerry admitted it. Jerry said it, Kevin. Jerry said it in the press release. Several voices inside of our facility. That's so he admitted he wanted to keep the player. That tells you everything you need to know. That line right there, that Jerry Jones didn't want to do it, but other people talked him into it. And he has now gotten to the point, and we begged him for so long to do this, to get to trust the people that he's brought in instead of Barry Switzer. And, you know, other people that are outside of this thing, trust the people you pay to do the jobs. And so now he's finally done that part. And now we're like, but he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to let Dez go.
Well, because they didn't do their job right.
You're right.
I'm sorry. And I know
the deadlines make deals thing. And they said, we're going to wait till that deadline. And that's just how they do business, Broda says.
Then that is a terrible idea because you missed your deadline by 3 weeks. That's the part of this that I can't freaking get over. If these are the people that are telling you what to do, find new people to listen to. We're the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan.
It's one of the... This is an emotional day, man.
And I don't even disagree with the decision to cut him, and I'm still pissed off at the Cowboys now. That's how bad they messed this up.
It's an emotional day for a lot of fans, and you know what? Like I've always said, we're fans too, and that's why we're all caught up in this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.